Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and tonight I'm going to be finishing off my bottle of McKenna 10-year single barrel bourbon. It's phenomenal, but I have got a packed house, actually at my house, a social distancing, people spread all over the house type of podcast, but I'm here with four of my favorite people.
And me.
And Jeff. And we are going to be playing a game tonight that we straight up stole from another trivia podcast we listened to. You've heard them on our show before, but this is going to be a things I got wrong kind of episode. All six of us have shown up with five trivia questions each, and we are going to be going question by question through that. So the way this works is we're going to start off reading questions with Joel. Joel will read the first question. Whoever has their answer will say their name into the mic. First person that says their name into the mic gets the answer first, and so on. If everyone goes through two rounds of getting the question wrong, no points given, and we will just give the answer and move on. Leah is going to be our lovely scorekeeper. And Leah, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Diet Czech Cola. I believe you can get this at your local Winn-Dixie store.
You can.
It's great. It's great. Zero calories.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
No.
But of the diet cola off brand, it's the best one.
Oh, definitely, for sure. It was the only thing my grandpa used to let in the house.
That's diet Czech cola?
Well, Czech.
We used to be Czech's not bad.
Dr. Czech.
Dr. Czech's good. The Walmart brand's Dr. Thunder. Their Dr. Pepper knockoff is Dr. Thunder.
And fun fact, if you are watching your sodium intake, I do believe that a can of Diet Coke probably has like, I don't know, like 40 grams of sodium or milligrams or, yeah, probably milligrams of sodium. But a Diet Czech has zero, so you get 0 calories and 0 milligrams of sodium. So, you know, for those watching your heart and stuff, it's a good alternative.
Can not I repeat, too bad. Not a sponsor, and you're welcome.
Yeah, free publicity. To my wife's left is our favorite vocalist.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Mr. Trent Reznor.
I'm so excited to have him with us.
Can't believe we got him. Joel, how you doing, my friend?
Doing all right. Thank you all for having me. Tonight I'm drinking some Dr. Czech, or some Diet Czech, mixed with a little rum that Jeff
what
and...
That?
What kind of rum was that you brought?
Something oak.
Oaken barrel?
Oaken cane.
Oaken cane.
Oaken cane.
Oak and cane. A little splash of that in here. Quite nice.
You're a rum guy. I'm not a rum guy, but yeah. Hey, to each their own. Cheers.
Old pirate.
Must be that June 15th birthday, you know. That we share. You know, it's the drink of choice for those, you know, June 15th
them Geminis.
Births.
And then birthday buddies just drinking all the rum.
Yep.
Over to Joel's left, we have got our Harry Potter expert, Miss Marissa.
Hi, everyone.
Marissa, how many Harry Potter questions did you bring with you tonight?
Absolutely zero.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking?
I have
all of the drinks.
Coke.
Everything.
I have Cherry Zero with some Buffalo Trace. So speaking of sponsors, if we could get Buffalo Trace as a sponsor, that'd be fantastic.
I'd be fine with that.
I would totally be on board with that. You don't need to give us money. Just like send us some bottles and we'll talk about
exactly.
It for free.
All the time.
I love their products.
Yep.
As I sit here drinking McKenna, but the McKenna's good too. Directly across from me, her first episode that she's ever recorded with us is going to drop tomorrow.
Oh.
And she is back here today to play again. We have Felicia.
Hi, everybody. I am drinking Coke Zero Cherry.
How is it?
It's yummy. It's very good.
There's nothing in it?
Nothing in it.
Are you DDing?
No.
Lots of sodium.
Lots of sodium.
True, because it is Coke.
And you've come to know him and love him. He is now ingrained in your hearts and on some of us tattooed on our flesh. It is Mr. Jeff. How you doing, sir?
I am well. I'm glad to be in front of a board again. I feel home.
It's so nice to not be in charge of the audio. It's great.
It feels so nice to be in charge of the audio.
It's a BB board.
It works.
It's been a nice board. So
I've been fiending for a good board. So
what kind of board is that, Jeff?
This is the Zoom Live Track L8.
Ooh,
the podcaster's dream.
It's a great board.
Got a lot going on.
And Jeff, you've got a cup dangerously close to my new board. What's in that cup?
I do. Well, see, I haven't put it on top of the board yet. We're not that close in the relationship.
Okay, good.
But what I do have is this lovely Cubsport. Clubsport? Could be Cubs in this house.
It could be.
Cherry Coke Zero with whatever rum I brought, the Oakenfold or cane. Oakencane.
Oakencane rum. All right.
Whatever sounds that like place.
Sounds like a Middle Earth name or something like Oakencane.
I don't, all I can hear is Oaken, Lord of Wandering the Rings. Oakens.
Yeah, this Wandering
Oakens.
All I see is Wandering Oakens.
That sounds like a lot of walking. Sounds like a lot of walking. Well, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get started. Everyone is clear on how the game will go, right?
I think so.
So sure. We are going to go counterclockwise around the table. We'll start with Joel, then go to Leah, and we'll follow it around. We'll end with Marissa. Joel, do you have any categories for your questions, or you just want to jump right in?
I do. So, I am a huge British Invasion fan.
These aren't from your British Invasion game that you wrote for us that we haven't done yet, are they?
Yeah, some of them are.
Okay, so you're going to have to rewrite some of those, but go ahead.
Yep. So, I have been, during my quarantine time, going back on YouTube and listening to some of the old deep cuts that I used to love. And that inspired some of the questions here.
All right.
So, let's get ready to play. Da-da-da-da. Question number one. The Yardbirds formed in London in 1963. The band's lineup rotated through several guitarists over the years, three of which gained international fame. Name all three guitarists.
God. Are these three separate points if we can name one, or do you want to get 1 point we have to name all three?
I'll give one for each one you can name.
Okay. It still doesn't help. And what year did it start?
1963.
Oh, my God.
The Yardbirds.
Oh, man.
Famous hits of Train Kept a Rollin'.
It's British Invasion, so it's a predominantly... I'm assuming British band.
Yep. Formed in London.
Hard one.
Yeah, way to start us off.
Jeez.
Right. We gotta ease it in.
Will we record an intro? So we're gonna start with Leah.
Mine are so easy, guys. It's like...
I might get made fun of, but I'll take a guess.
All right.
Okay, say your name first.
Marissa.
Okay.
Locked in.
Led Zeppelin. I don't know the good... guitarist
Led Zeppelin's
there.
Guitarist was Jimmy Page, and he was one of the ones from the Yardbirds.
Okay, yes. We're going to give you a point for that.
Do I get that? I didn't say his name, though.
We'll give you the point.
I'll give it to you.
I was going to say Jimmy Page.
Because I made ridiculously hard questions.
I was going to say that, and I did not know what band he was a part of, and I didn't want to sound like an idiot.
I'll take a guess.
Chris? Oh, go ahead, Felicia.
Felicia. Okay, I'll take a guess. I don't even know if he's British or not.
Okay.
Eric Clapton?
Yes, Eric Clapton is the second guitarist.
I was literally sitting here this whole time like, Eric Clapton, but he went on to be a solo artist.
All right, Chris, and this is going to be wrong, but Pete Townsend?
Close, but no, sorry.
Okay. I can't guess now, so you guys.
Leah. Jimi Hendrix.
No, Jimi Hendrix.
Good guess.
I'm going to go with, what's his name? Jeff is my name. Yes. Not my guess. What's the one guitarist? Angus Young? Is that a thing?
Angus Young from AC/DC.
Yes.
No, sorry.
I think they're Australian.
Although, you almost had it.
Why are we going to do that?
Well, because you had the name Jeff. The third guitarist was Jeff Beck.
Oh! Okay.
Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, and Jimmy Page, all original guitarists for the band The Yardbirds.
Jeff Beck was in that band.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. We've established we know nothing.
That's all right. This next one has nothing to do with the band members. It's okay.
They're members?
The Rolling Stones.
Okay.
The Rolling Stones' famous tongue logo is said to have been inspired by this Indian Hindu goddess, although Jagger's own tongue and lips were surely also an influence.
Leah. Vishnu.
Vishnu. No, I'm sorry.
That was the name I was trying to come up with.
Jeff.
So.
Jeff.
Is it Krishna?
No, it is not Krishna.
I'm out.
Great guess.
The only one in my head I think is actually Egyptian, so it wouldn't matter.
Oh, I'm thinking the same one.
Yeah.
Chris? Imhotep?
No, that is, sorry.
That's yeah, he's the guy from The Mummy. Yeah. I don't know.
So, the Indian Hindu goddess.
Do we still have a chance?
Oh, yes.
Can I, Felicia, can I guess?
Sure.
The lady who does this?
As she podcast. Pinches her fingertips together.
That goes great on podcasts.
Is it the elephant one? I'm not making fun of anyone's culture. I'm just
I'm not.
You can't guess anyway. You've already guessed wrong.
I didn't guess.
Oh, no, you didn't. No.
I'm just so illiterate on other religions, apparently.
Joel, you want to put us out of our misery?
Not really the elephant one, but she is, in fact, blue.
Is it the lotus flower one?
It is the lips and the tongue were modeled after Kali the Destroyer.
Oh, cool. Way off.
Never would have gotten there. No chance.
Interesting. That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we didn't know the answer doesn't mean it's not a good question.
But like, it would be good if we got some points at some point.
Some of us have points.
Oh,
two of you,
not
have
us.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Let's try and find something that's a little more current, but still has to deal with the British invasion. So, the iconic black Strat from this guitarist just became the most expensive guitar ever sold. At $3.975 million in June of 2019, shattering the previous record of Eric Clapton's Brownie used on Layla, which was sold for a measly $450,000. This iconic all-black Strat.
When you say Strat.
That's a guitar.
Stratocaster? Like,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
From this guitarist.
Is the guitarist...
I'm looking
British?
For either the guitarist or the band he was in. Yes.
And they're
and they are British.
Or going more recent and it's in it's a British
well,
band.
Wait, it sold band recently.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The band is not recent. The band is from the 60s and 70s.
I would 60s and 70s.
Leah. John Lennon.
Ooh. Close guess, but it's, no, I'm sorry.
Chris. I'm assuming it's Paul McCartney.
Nope.
Felicia. George Harrison.
No.
Can we name the band?
The drummer. Did Ringo Starr play?
Did Ringo have a guitar?
You remember his famous black guitar?
Can we say the a band
yeah,
we think it
I'll
is?
I'll give you the band.
Ooh, Marissa? Sex Pistols?
Nope. Sorry. Little earlier than that.
Hey, everybody. Look at me.
I have another guess, but
earlier
I'll let Jeff guess Pistols. First.
Okay.
This is great podcasting.
Hey, I haven't had a guess yet. So,
I know.
I don't know, but Joel's questions are great.
Let's go with Jeff.
Beck?
Well, last time I said Jeff wasn't my guess, and that really didn't work in my favor. So,
wink if it's Jeff. Wink.
No, I'm going to go with the Ramones.
No, sorry.
Chris?
All right.
Rolling Stones?
Nope. All right.
Wait.
No, they get to guess again if they want to.
Okay. Or would you like me to do a hint?
No, I would like the hint before I give my second guess.
Yeah, let's do the hint now that Chris already guessed.
All right, we'll reset the guesses. White light turns into rainbows through a prism.
Oh, Felicia. Oh, Marissa.
Oh, is it
Pink Floyd.
Is it Roger Floyd. Waters?
David Gilmore.
Yep. Oh.
David Gilmore. His black Strat sold for $3.9 million.
That makes a lot of sense.
In
Does
June.
It, though? I mean, why would you pay that for a guitar?
Pink Floyd's huge, even today.
That's too much for a guitar.
I saw Roger Waters in concert on his wall tour, and it is, to this day, the best concert I have ever seen.
Probably wasn't worth $3.1 million.
Oh, I would pay for it with Joel. We might have to get a third seat between us, though, because we're both fluffy. Two guys need three
airline
seats.
Rules here. All right. Ready? Last one. Released in March of 1963, what was the name of the Beatles' first LP.
Where's Mike Mott when you need him?
Right.
The very first Beatles album.
I feel like I should know this.
Leah, the White Album. I just like being the first to guess because I have no idea.
And then you don't look like an idiot when everyone looks at you and yeah. you still haven't guessed.
Yeah. They've already forgotten about me by the time they get to you, yeah. so it's fine.
Chris?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the song that I associate at least earliest with the Beatles and say it's a version of Love Me Do.
That is a great tactic, but the title track was not Love Me Do of that album.
Hey, what was the song at our wedding?
I don't think that's a that's not a...
You can just tell me the title.
No, I don't have
I don't remember our wedding, though.
I don't think that's the name of the album, though. Marissa.
I was going to guess it.
No, I'll guess it for you. Because I have a long list of which ones I know it's not. But Jeff is looking for All You Need Is Love.
No,
that's
sorry.
Later. That's later.
That's
Beatles.
Later.
That's
Beatles.
A good one though. They use that Love Actually too.
No, it's gonna be one of the early. It's gonna be one of the early songs.
I actually know zero about when their songs were, so that doesn't help me. Jeff, not gonna be last this time. I'd like to guess. Let It Go.
Let it go.
Let It Be.
Let it be. No, it's not
too much
Let It
Frozen.
Be.
No, it's still that's still older Beatles.
That's still Dang older.
It's I'm trying to think of like
let it go.
Oh,
that might actually work.
Felicia, go ahead and guess because I've got one more I want to
okay,
lock in with.
Felicia, I don't know the name of it, but She Loves You. Yeah.
No.
That was my guess. So let me think of another really early Beatles song.
I can list the ones it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Well, I think we've already been doing that.
I mean, it's not Sgt. Pepper. It's not Yellow Submarine. It's not.
It's not Hey Jude. It's not.
Said these words to my girl.
My girl.
Never
is that the song?
Ding, ding, ding. Come on.
You're singing it and you haven't answered? My girl.
I don't know.
It's not Can't Buy Me Love.
No. Chris.
Chris.
Please just
what
get
you
it.
Got?
Come on, where's Google when we need it?
It just left my head. I'm going to back out of that, Chris, because I said Chris, and then the only thing that popped into my head after I said that was She Loves You, Yay. It's not that. Okay. Oh, God.
All right.
Giving us big hints over here.
So. Yeah. I'm throwing in the towel. I don't know. I can't think of the early Beatles songs.
What I get for being raised on my father's 33 and a half.
Mike Mott would have known each one of these.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, all these questions are legitimately really good questions.
They are. They're fantastic.
The title
questions.
Track of the Beatles' first album was
myself.
Please Please Me.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think.
Please Please Me, oh yeah, like I please you too.
No,
she
that's
loves
not
you,
album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Leah, what's our score all after right. the first person?
Okay, so unless I miss something, I have Felicia with 2 points and Marissa with one.
That sounds about right.
All right. Good job, Joel.
And a horrible question for Joel. Guessing
no,
right there.
So. No, good questions. Good
Joel,
questions.
Joel, those were legitimately good questions.
All right.
Just really five dumb people on the show.
Yeah. Like if you had other people like Mike Mott or maybe even Steven or...
Well, Mike would have gotten all those.
Yeah.
Mike would have been, I'll tell you, every member of the Yardbirds.
Good thing he's not playing.
That would have been a good... You should send me those so I can send them to my dad and see what he can guess.
Yeah, I don't even know who the Yardbirds are.
He could probably guess
he would
all
get
these,
them,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton.
And Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck. All right.
Kali the Destroyer for Rolling Stones.
That's the fourth member of the Yardbirds. All right, Leah, we are over to you.
Okay, so I kind of picked my questions from some of my favorite things. So every question is going to be a little bit different. So question number one is going to be in games and hobbies. And I adapted this question from one I actually heard on Things I Got Wrong. So thank you as a shout out to them since we're kind of borrowing your format a little bit tonight, this question was adapted from one of your games from a year ago or so. So your question is, what is the first property that you can buy after passing Go on the standard game of Monopoly? Chris.
Mediterranean Avenue?
That is correct.
Ah,
the brown. Good job. Ones.
Followed by Baltic.
Purple.
Some are brown and some are purple. Because I looked it up on a couple boards just to verify that was the first one. On
okay, I wasn't crazy. But... I did think they were brown.
I just want to point out, I've got this epic mullet going on over here.
Speaking of somebody who needs to shave his head off. His hair. Sorry.
Okay.
It's time.
Shave your head off.
Well, shave your head.
Shave my head off.
I combined two sayings into one.
Okay, so question number two. This category is in celebrities. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issues have been published annually since 1985. Since its start, there has only been one athlete who has been granted the coveted title. Who was he?
Joel. Oh, gosh, soccer player. David Beckham.
That is correct. Nice job.
I had it between him and Federer.
I will tell you that my first question of this was, there have only been two musicians that have gotten the coveted title. Who are they? So this is just for fun.
Ooh.
John Mayer?
Since we're going through my rounds.
John Legend.
Oh, actually three. Yeah, I didn't count this year.
John Mayer?
He just won it this year, so I was looking at an old list. So yeah, there's been three. So one was John Legend.
Adam Levine
was another.
Ooh. He was God, my vote.
Weenie. He's a weenie.
And then the other one was in between them, kind of.
John Mayer? I don't think he's not very sexy.
He's ugly as hell.
He's not John Mayer.
Then why do people like him?
Decent guitarist.
Well, there's that. In between them.
Adam Levine is, you're on the right track with Adam Levine.
In between
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton's correct, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the list I was looking up was up until this year, when John Legend won, so it didn't include him, but it was Adam Levine and Blake Shelton.
Damn.
The ones on there.
Mind you, we're not ones to talk about being attractive.
What are you talking about? He's never seen me.
Most of the people listening right now haven't seen us, so we'll go with, we're really sexy around this table.
That's what I'm talking
about. If they
watch
us on Facebook Live, they've seen us.
You can be anything on the internet.
All right, and we are on to Leah's question number two.
Question number three.
Number three.
The category is in U.S. geography. What is the only state to share its border with both Arkansas and Iowa?
Jeff. Missouri.
Yeah, you're correct. Good job, Jeff.
It's like I should know this one.
I think Missouri, it shares the border with more states than any other state, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's the only one to share it with both Arkansas and Iowa. Okay. Question number four, your category is in world history. In the 1840s, from what country did most of the U.S.'s immigrants come from due to starvation and related diseases in their own country?
Marissa?
Jeff started, Marissa ended first somehow, even though Jeff's name is one syllable.
Well, if Jeff started likely. First, then I'll go Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff started first.
I'm going to go with Ireland.
That's correct. Yeah.
Was that what you were going to say, Marissa?
Mm-hmm. So I read this question to my mom, and it did say... immigrants came here due to famine and related diseases, and my mom was like, that's too easy, you have to switch out the word, because it was, of course, because of the Irish potato famine. Starvation and related diseases claimed as many as 1 million lives, while perhaps twice of the number of that number also immigrated. Over half of them immigrated to the United States. So yeah, that's it. Okay, so this one is in weather appropriate, since it's raining outside. El Nino is a climate pattern that describes the unusual warm phase of surface waters in the Pacific Ocean. What is the name of the similar weather
Marissa.
Pattern known as cool phase?
Chris.
Marissa.
Chris.
I was waiting for
Marissa.
Finish.
Marissa went first.
La Nina.
That is correct. It is
Damn.
Called the cool phase.
So you don't
phase.
Have to wait for the
nope.
question to stop?
But theoretically, what should happen is when someone rings in, the question writer should stop talking. They should have to answer the question before the question gets finished.
Could answer that almost immediately.
But, Chris Farley bit on
okay,
SNL.
But it is part of the larger phenomenon El Nino Southern Oscillation. ENSO. Yay, good job, everyone.
Taking my questions.
You took my question.
La Nina.
Is that your last one, babe?
Oh, so yes. Yeah, so after my round, Jeff picked up two, Chris picked up one, Joel picked up one, and Marissa added to her one from category one, so she now has 2 total points.
All right, and I
am... And Leah has 0, in case anyone's wondering.
But she answered first in the last round on almost all of them.
And I am up. So your first question is in sports. What current Rays player made his Tampa Bay debut in game 163 of the 2013 season? And if you don't know, that was the bonus game after the 2 wild card teams finished in a tie and had to have a 1-game playoff. He made his debut as a 9th inning defensive substitution. I'm looking for the Tampa Bay Rays player, Joel.
Ben Zobrist?
Not correct.
Okay. Leah. That's the only person that I know.
Leah. Kevin Kiermaier.
It's Kevin Kiermaier.
Yes.
That's what I thought it was. I think he's the longest player.
Yeah. Or the player that's the only Rays player I know the name of right now. So.
Question number 2. Your category is in movies. Did you know that Junior is not the only movie to feature a man getting pregnant? This 1978 movie called Rabbit Test was written and directed by comedian Joan Rivers and stars what actor and former Oscars host?
Leah. Steve Martin.
Incorrect.
Joel. Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal is correct.
Wow.
Question number 3. Your category is in presidential elections.
Ugh.
I have had this one in my quiver for a while now. It's a little bit long, so bear with me. Once called the man on the wedding cake, Thomas Dewey was a former governor of New York and a 2-time Republican presidential nominee in the 20th century. He lost twice to 2 different Democrats. Name them. It's 1 point per.
Joel.
Joel.
I'm going to go with Ford and Eisenhower. I'm just
You're only going to name one.
I'll go with Ford.
Well, Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Was never elected president.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
He was actually never even elected vice president.
Oh.
He's the only person to ever be president without ever being elected to office.
Oh, that's right.
Because Spiro Agnew was Nixon's vice president and he had to resign.
Jeff. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower is not correct.
Marissa?
Keep in mind, Gerald Ford and Eisenhower, I believe, are both Republicans.
Oh, that's nice.
You're looking for Democrats.
Oh, good to know.
Marissa. FDR?
FDR is one of them.
Ooh.
There's one more left. Who else did Thomas Dewey lose to?
Marissa?
You've already guessed.
Leah. Woodrow Wilson.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Felicia, you're the only one left that hasn't guessed.
Mm.
You want to wager a guess?
Wilson.
Not Woodrow Wilson. All right, opening up for round 2.
Marissa. Grover Cleveland.
Not Grover Cleveland. I am trying.
I can't think
not
of
to
who,
lose my patience.
I, think
here.
Of, I can't think because of who's around FDR.
Felicia, go ahead.
Teddy.
No.
No.
That's just because you watched Night at the Museum
I
last
sure
night.
Did. I sure did.
Robin Williams.
Hold
I mean,
on.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Who is before and after Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
That's all you need to figure out.
I can't think of it right now.
Joel, Abraham Lincoln.
I needed to like start singing the president's song.
Then do that because you've already answered twice. That would so help me.
Does anybody else have a guess? You might as well take a guess at this point.
I'm going to go with Polk.
It was not James K. Polk, who was a pre-Civil War president.
I liked him, though.
Also, I think the youngest president, I'm not saying the youngest president to die of natural causes, you've already guessed twice.
Oh, William McKinley, Leah.
No, he was assassinated. It was not William McKinley.
Well, it didn't have to do with his death. It had to do with him being elected, right?
Yes, that's true.
He ran against him. I'm all out of presidents, I think. I just can't think of anyone else.
All right, who's it down to, Jeff?
It's Jeff down to Gambit now.
It's down to Felicia, Jeff, and Joel.
No, I guess Teddy, and you said no.
That was your first guess. You have one more guess
no,
to go.
No, but I just Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Jeff and Joel.
All right,
but
I'll
it's down to these two. You pass, Jeff.
I'm gonna go with. We went Eisenhower. Roosevelt's right. There's another one around that time.
There's one in between those two.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
I know it right now.
I'm trying to think of these wartime guys. George Patton.
No.
Patton Oswalt.
For no points, for no points whatsoever, Marissa.
Hoover?
No.
Oh.
Give him hell, Harry S. Truman. He's the one that dropped the bombs on Japan.
The Key West guy.
He's not the Key West.
Oh, no, there is a Truman. Yeah, there's a Truman house in Key West.
Oh, the Truman house. That is it.
So we've got two more questions left under me. Your next question is going to be kind of in sports. When Michael Jordan signed his rookie shoe deal with Nike, what was the official shoe of the NBA?
Felicia Reeboks.
Incorrect.
Jeff.
Puma.
Incorrect.
Joel. I'm going to go with Asics.
Not Asics.
Marissa. Adidas?
Not Adidas. Leah's the only one with the guess
left.
The
store that's right next to Hot Topic in the mall. That they have the peanut shoes.
Crocs?
Sometimes.
Crocs, the official shoe of the NBA.
And they've got like a little flappy thing on top sometimes. Vans. What is Vans?
It is not Vans.
What is Vans?
Jeff.
Fila.
Not Fila. Jeff's out. Four people to guess.
Come on.
Joel. Converse.
Converse is correct.
Oh, I was going to say Payless.
See, I was like, there's no way it was Converse. They were Converse until Michael Jordan?
They are the official sponsor, shoe sponsor. Yep, they
Chuck
were.
Chuck Taylors.
All right, my last question.
Was that, for
British
points?
Knights?
It was like, yes. Wasn't there when they first came out, it was like make you jump higher and make you run faster kind
of
thing?
Yeah, that's because
of
the Sandlot.
Yeah.
My last question, you guys are almost done with me. Your category is in geography. The island of New Caledonia is off the coast of Australia, but it's actually under the control, still, of what colonial empire?
Leah. Britain?
It is not Great Britain.
Jeff. France?
It's France.
Good job.
Nicely done, Jeff.
Good job.
Oh, Leah, where do we stand?
So by my calculations, Jeff has 3 points, Chris has 1 point, Leah has 1 point, Joel has 3 points, Felicia has 4 points, and Marissa has 4 points.
Dang. How does Felicia have...
Hey,
I want to
don't
recount.
Question
she got,
the judge.
She got two... Oh, no, never mind. No. I'm sorry. She has 2 points.
You be quiet.
She has 2 points, sorry.
And we're back from halftime, and Jeff has got a new drink.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you haven't had this before.
I have not.
This is the 2019 Whiskey Advocates Whiskey of the Year.
It is.
This is the Dickel Bottled in Bond, I think 13 year or something like that. Doesn't matter. It's back
Sounds
there.
Good. Let's see what happens to me.
This is a controversial whiskey. A lot of people do not like it, so I'm kind of curious to get his input. It's different, isn't it?
It is very different.
I don't know of another way to explain it other than that's a different whiskey.
So the way I'm going to describe this is I'm going to go by feeling. And this leaves a sensation or a taste or something actually like on the top, top of my mouth, as opposed to just like a burn on the way down.
Yep.
I don't know if that's something you experienced too.
I had the same thing.
Yeah. It's very uncommon.
I didn't like it the first time, although I'm too pleasant to say that on the podcast. Right. But I sat down, like we recorded back to back nights, if you remember. And I sat down the next night. I had the exact same bourbon, the exact same whiskey. Loved it.
I actually believe you did say that.
So I was surprised. It's good.
But yeah, it's actually quite smooth.
It's a good pour. I like it. A lot of people don't. I was a big fan. But Jeff, you're up, my friend. Ruined my life with some good trivia.
I can't wait. I'm sure someone will have some good trivia for you. I, however, do not. So your first question tonight is, what country singer plays the part of Katie's father in the 2006 movie Flicka?
Chris?
Tim McGraw is your answer.
And I'm trying to remember who played the girl in Flicka. I think it was the girl from Soul Surfer?
Soul Surfer. Oh, that's the one about the...
Sure.
Yeah.
The girl without the arm?
Yes.
Is it Anna Sophia Robb? Hold on. No, Flick is Allison Lohman, the girl from Matchstick Men. I was wrong.
Oh, and Maria Bello.
Yep.
Good for them.
If you haven't seen Matchstick Men, Matchstick Men has one of the best twists I've ever seen.
I actually have.
It's a really good twist.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, question number two.
Question number two is a fantastic question. What is the name of the sister theme park of Epcot that was never built?
Marissa?
Oh, I'm so loving this right now.
There are fumes coming out of her head.
Oh, my God.
You should be embarrassed.
You should be embarrassed. Pretty sure.
I know this, too. I read an article about it. Mm-hmm.
Did this not come up during Disney trivia?
No, it did not.
This one specifically did not.
No, this did not specifically come up.
Anyone?
Marissa.
Marissa?
Westcott.
Westcott is the correct answer.
Oh, nice. Like the fountain at FSU.
not the Westcott fountain, sure. No. Not the one that you get thrown in.
Or voluntarily go in.
Yeah, I guess people do that too.
It's a rite of passage.
So is Westcott an acronym like Epcot
it's
was?
Epcot West.
City of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, real original.
That's why it didn't get made.
Yeah.
Whew. Where was it going to go?
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Well, it could have gone like, I guess it'd be east. But
it would have been.
Could have gone like Hong Kong.
It would have been Epcot on the West Coast.
Okay. Yeah, where California Adventure is or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to do California Adventure.
They got a lot of pushback from the city.
All right. Let's go.
Question number three. What iconic family sitcom actor provided the voice for the 1990s Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon?
Did it say what year the sitcom he was in ran?
No, the question did not.
Okay.
Marissa?
Chris?
Oh, Marissa was in first.
You're in first.
JTT? Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
That's not correct.
Okay.
Chris? Bob Saget.
It was not Bob Saget.
It'd be funny if it was, though.
It would be really funny.
Leah? Kirk Cameron?
No, not Kirk Cameron.
Joel? Tony Danza?
Not Tony Danza.
I don't remember their names.
Pass.
Okay, Balky.
It's open to everybody else. It's open.
Okay. It is open to everyone else, but I will also allow a pseudonym of this character.
Felicia Urkel.
Urkel. Jaleel White.
Jaleel White.
What? Jaleel White was Sonic?
Yep.
No way.
Oh, man. I know who plays it.
Nice, good job.
I know who plays him in the new movie.
Yeah.
It's John Ralphio. Yeah. Ben Schwartz.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? Does he?
Yeah, Ben Schwartz is Sonic in the new movie.
Also great in the new Space Force.
Oh. Worst. Have you seen Space Force yet?
No.
Not yet.
It's a quick watch, but
that's coming this week.
Yeah. It's very quick. It's very fast.
What's the show he did with Kristen Bell and Don Cheadle on Showtime? House of Lies. He's really good in that, too.
Oh, really?
House of Wax is a horror movie.
Yes, I love House of Wax, too. That's actually over in that DVD shelf. I love that movie.
Oh, look at those old things.
Yes, if anyone wants DVDs, please take them. I'm trying to get rid of all of our DVDs in our house.
Not those. Stop. You're pretty.
All right.
No, just take them all. They're free. Free to
Alicia picks up the point. We are on to question number four. In 1979, Bob was the first one of these to be given a male name. What was it?
I originally went to the ghosts from Pac-Man, but I think it's Clyde, not Bob.
Mm, that'd be a great question. I'm glad that's not my fifth question.
It is.
I'm sorry.
It's like Blinky Winky, Stinky, Inky Blinky. Whatever.
It's Inky Blinky, and Stinky, and Todd, or Clyde.
It's all right, I wrote extras.
Okay. Bob was the first one of the...
Joel. A computer.
Not a computer.
Okay.
Felicia, a haircut.
It was not a haircut.
Okay.
Marissa. A boat.
It was not a boat.
Leah. A Cabbage Patch Kid.
Not a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Am I the only one left?
Yep.
You are. Everyone stare at him.
Okay, I'm just going to go out there and say Leah said a boat. I'm going to say it's
said a boat.
Oh.
I said Cabbage Patch Kid.
A plane.
Mm. not a plane.
Okay.
Are we round two?
Can we get a hint for round two?
We are round two. The only hint I can really give is that Marissa was the closest.
Oh.
Chris?
Chris?
A blimp?
Not a blimp.
Felicia, a tractor.
Not a tractor.
Marissa?
You already went twice.
I did?
No, he didn't. She didn't.
You just guessed, didn't you?
No.
Oh, go.
What the hell?
Spouses guess twice.
A battleship?
Not a battleship.
Joel and Leah.
What was your guess that you were closest with?
A boat.
A boat?
A boat?
A boat.
A boot.
Joel.
Joel?
A submarine?
Oof. No, that is not correct.
Mm.
Well, there's only a handful left from the game Battleship that Leah can guess. It's either going to be a destroyer or a PT boat.
A jet ski. Or maybe it's not a vehicle. Who knows?
That's why I said you're good.
Not a haircut.
Leah.
Leah?
A U-boat.
Okay, didn't pick up on my hint. Not a U-boat.
Oh. What is
it? Did
not
get the hint.
What the answer we were looking for is a hurricane.
Oh.
What?
A hurricane. You may have heard of them.
How is a boat close to a hurricane?
Really, hurricanes didn't have...
Well, out of all your guesses, that one was the closest.
So is that when they started naming hurricanes? Was that
when they first gave it a male name.
Yeah, they were predominantly... They were not predominantly. They were entirely female names.
That's mean.
Well, we need like a 13-minute break so Jeff can find another question.
I've got two backups ready to go.
Let's go.
Number five.
Clyde.
Number five, what bone are babies born without?
Oh, Chris.
Yeah. Chris said Chris first. You just said oh.
It's the patella.
It is. It is the patella, the kneecap.
Oh, I was going to say knee bone. It's the same thing.
Well, okay. I mean.
Knee bone's connected to the shin bone.
I think the only reason you know this is because I told you. Foot bone.
No. The doctor told me.
I said, isn't this funny that babies don't have knee bones as I hit her knee over here?
Look, there's nothing protecting her joint.
We're going to turn that into an edit point.
Look how squishy.
Oh, my God.
No children are harmed in the making of this podcast.
We don't know that. Her daughter's watching my daughter.
I checked. It's good.
She's good.
All right. Do we need another one? I've got another one.
No, we are. That's five for you, right?
Okay, yeah.
We are over to Felicia, but Leo, do we have a score update?
Okay, so I think Jeff has three, Chris has three, Leah has one. Joel has three, Felicia has three, and Marissa has five?
It sounds right.
Did anyone's points not align to what they thought that they had?
I'm good.
Okay.
You going down, Marissa.
So Joel, how many does Joel have?
Joel has three.
Remember, you have five questions that you can't guess at.
Yeah.
Who has three?
Can we unplug Marissa's mic now?
Everybody else?
Yes.
Can we just be shocked that Marissa's the one in the lead here?
I'm not shocked at all. You're smart.
I'm shocked.
Westcott.
Flipping hurricanes, man. Felicia, you're up.
Okay. So I just have random questions. The first one is, what color does gold leaf appear when you hold it up to light?
Chris? Blue? I'm colorblind. I have no idea.
I forgot about
that. Joel, green.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Or as Chris calls it, gray.
I was going to say, oh, brown?
Damn.
I forgot we had two colorblind people here.
Cheers to that.
What color is opposite red in the wheel?
Gray.
Gray.
This color. This color right here. All right, Felicia, question number two.
All right. What is the name of Hugh Grant's character in Bridget Jones's Diary?
Leah? Mark?
No.
No?
Jeff. William?
No.
Chris.
Oh.
Yes. Asshole. I know she called him that like half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yes.
Well, going off of Joel's hint here, I'm going to go with Jeff.
Mm, yes.
No.
Good tactic there.
Got a logic somewhere. Who hasn't guessed?
Marissa.
Oh, shocking.
Marissa, Lawrence?
No.
Okay, second round's up for everyone. Chris. Harry.
No, not Harry.
Harry's the other one.
Jeff. We guessed William and William already. I figured I'd go with Harry.
I'm going to go with Eric.
No, no. But it's a common name. I'm going to say the...
Joel.
What? Now you're going to say that?
Well, the only two people left. Here's a hint.
Bob.
It's not Bob.
Was it a hurricane? No.
Is it a type of chocolate?
Bonus, bonus.
Common name.
Like, Marissa's taking this uber seriously, and the rest of us are laughing our heads off.
Yeah, because these are my last questions that I can actually answer, okay?
She's got a point.
She does.
She really likes winning.
I do. I do like winning.
Let's try it more. Let's not let her get used to it. Damn.
I'm just saying, I haven't lost in a while, so.
Damn. Marissa, it's your turn.
It is. Leah has an answer.
Oh,
Leah answered.
Her second time?
No.
No.
Leah, Charles.
No.
And now there's no one left to go.
Jonathan.
Taylor Thomas.
Is that the second guess?
Yep.
Yeah, we're done.
Daniel Cleaver.
Daniel.
Danny boy.
Daniel.
Danny boy.
Damn, Daniel.
Okay, next question. In what year did Barack Obama take office as president?
Marissa.
Chris.
Marissa.
2008. Well, 2009, I guess, is when he took the office. But
yes, 2009.
I was hoping you were going to answer 08.
All right.
So Marissa gets a point there.
Okay, in what year did YouTube make its debut?
Leah. 2005.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hold on.
I'm getting points for this, okay?
I heard you too.
I did too. I heard you too. Like, and I'm 1978? Like, hold on, you too?
Next question.
In what year did the Mario Brothers computer game first appear?
Leah. 85.
No.
Marissa. 88.
No.
Chris. 87?
No.
Jeff?
Yes.
81?
No.
Everybody's looking at me.
You're last.
So you said Mario, what was it again?
Mario Brothers computer game.
Mario
first
Brothers
appear.
Computer game, not Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Which was the console. Yeah. So I'm going to go 94?
No.
Oh. I was just guessing. Chris, sometime in the 90s.
Yes.
I'll go 91.
No.
Leah, 1990?
No.
Joel, 92.
No.
I can play this game.
Jeff, 1982.
Close. No.
What? Marissa.
Why you gotta say close?
1983.
Yes.
83. That's a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of baloney.
Formal protest.
I was like, that's well, so close.
Too bad. Now you get to answer my question.
Informal protest. I'm calling shenanigans.
There's no shenanigans here. This is guessing a year.
That sounds like shenanigans.
It's a lot of shenanigans. Total the shenanigans. Person who benefited from the obvious hint
right?
is claiming there was no hint.
Of course.
So as a score update in the lead, going into the final question, we have Marissa with 7.
Ugh.
Then we have Joel with 4. And tied in third place is Felicia, Chris, and Jeff with 3 points. And rounding up the rear is me with 2 points.
Woo!
Woo! Yay!
All right, no one answer. All of our points go to Joel.
Collusion.
No.
Collusion.
Nope. It's all.
I'm not
I hear solid strategy. It's all
fine.
I hear.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
I hear strategy.
All right. Who's ready for my questions?
Nobody.
Okay.
All right, guys. This is a good game.
Yeah, it was fun.
Aw. I have some good ones here.
But wait, if we quit now, she wins.
But
good
wait.
Point.
There's more.
And we don't want that.
That's true.
Yeah. Onward.
All right. Question number one is in nails.
Is in what?
Nails.
16 gauge.
So we all know
18 gauge
that I have
zinc coated.
I tend to always have fun designs on my nails.
No one knows that. They're literally just
okay.
Listening
well,
to me.
the people sitting in this room know that I always have fun designs on my nails.
They probably didn't notice.
It's watermelon.
I didn't notice.
I have watermelons.
Gotta admit,
but those are really heavy to have on your nails,
right?
I have.
How do you think
a...
she mothers with those?
I don't know.
Well, lots of vulgar language, really.
You're never
going to
get to the question.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. Show me all right. The
question number one.
Thank you, Marissa.
The invention of the car spurred the creation of the first modern day nail polish. This well-known makeup company became the first established nail polish brand in 1932 when they released a cream color. Name that company.
Chris. Maybelline.
No.
You didn't have to smile when you said no. You didn't have to.
Shellac. Felicia.
No.
I don't know.
Joel.
Yes.
Revlon?
Joel is correct.
All right.
Aha, it's working.
Strategy is working. Give Joel the points. We have to eliminate all the wrong answers.
Yes.
Question number two is...
Chocolate.
Disney adjacent? Oh. While some are familiar with how Bruce, named after the villainous great white shark from Jaws, although the shark was never given a name in the film, where models were named Bruce, where did that name come from?
Oh shit! It's
the name of the shark from the movie.
Yes,
Joel.
It's Joel. Yes.
You're asking for the name of the shark from.
I'm asking where the name of the shark got his name from. Where did the shark get the name Bruce from?
Wasn't it the lawyer? Like, it was like the movie company's lawyer or something like that they named it after him? Okay, never mind.
You gotta give him it.
Okay, I'm giving it to you. It was Steven Spielberg's divorce attorney.
Okay, divorce attorney. I knew it was
a lawyer.
Okay.
Bruce Raymer.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah. Their divorce.
I couldn't. It was someone that Spielberg did not like, and I couldn't place who it was. As soon as the lawyer,
it was
I'm like,
"That's because he kept on biting." And I knew that.
The divorce lawyer. You got to give that to him.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It was Steven Spielberg's attorney during his divorce from actress Amy Irving. Their divorce was recorded as the third most costly celebrity divorce in history.
Oh. And that was before he did like so many other movies.
Well, Jaws is his first movie.
Yeah, so why was it a costly divorce? What was
I
she doing
know.
For a living?
No, well, they were married in 1983, divorced in 1985. They had 3.5
years. The movie came out in 1976. And it was the first one he did? Jaws? It was the first one I did after made Duel, the TV movie. I don't know. I know for a fact it was named after a lawyer.
Yeah, it was after his attorney, yeah.
Yeah, not his attorney. I think it was his ex-wife's attorney.
Could have been, yeah.
Okay.
But, okay.
Good enough, Joel. Got the point.
It, Joel. Good
right.
job.
Good job, Joel. This is your foot, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Your next question is in U.S. geography.
Yes.
The New River Gorge Bridge is the longest single arch bridge in the Western Hemisphere. What state is it located in?
Jeff.
Yes.
West Virginia?
That is correct.
What?
How'd you get that?
Wow.
My mother.
Her mother.
Country road to the place
Yikes.
I belong, West Virginia.
Oh, we're gonna
and that long things. Bridge. See, it's in the lyrics right there.
Yep.
And that long bridge, okay.
Yeah, don't you remember?
No, I did not know that.
Hatfield McCoy's long-ass bridge. Good to go, let's go. Next.
Question number four is in today in history. On June 6th, 1944, Supreme Allied Commander General Dwight D. Eisenhower gives the go-ahead for the largest amphibious military operation in history. What was the name of the operation?
Oh, shit. It was,
Just talking about this on the radio on my way over here today.
Oh, why don't I know this operation?
To turn on music instead.
Nobody wants to hear about Operation fill in the blank. Trying to jog memory.
Oh my god. It's a name we all know. Like, when you hear it, you're going to be pissed. It's a name we all know. What is that damn... What was it called?
Joel.
Joel, yes?
Operation Bob.
No.
No? Giving it a shot.
Oh, man. Operation...
Gosh, this is one that I just feel stupid. Like, work, I shouldn't be an American for not knowing this.
Oh, man. It's in my head and I can't get it to come out.
I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free.
It's not Operation Lee Greenwood. Can we get a hint?
Got anything?
Also known as D-Day.
I wrote down D-Day on my paper.
Also known as D-Day. I can't. There's really nothing else I can give you.
Chris, is it Operation Overlord?
Yes, it is.
Good job. Overlord. I wrote down D-Day. I should get points for that.
I couldn't get out of, you know what it is? I couldn't get out of my head because Overlord is the name of that movie, the World War II movie we went to see that turned into like a super soldier movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I'm sitting there going, I think it's Overlord, but I'm thinking that's also the name of that World War II movie that we saw. So I don't think it's Overlord. All right.
Can we get a quick score update? Where are we at?
Where are we at right now?
Oh, yeah. We're going into the final question.
Doesn't matter. No one's within two of you.
Isn't?
Yay. Good job, Marissa.
Final question, Marissa. Let's go.
Dang. Final question.
Oh, hang on. I've got six.
I was going to say, doesn't Bill have six?
Oh, you could tie.
Oh.
I got
and one. I'm afraid that he could tie with this one.
Y'all, shut up.
Here, hold on. Before we go, everyone take a cookie.
Everybody take a cookie? I'm good.
No, you don't need a cookie.
Oh, I don't need a cookie. Okay. Wait, I don't get a cookie.
I want a sprinkled one.
I want a sprinkled one, too. Make sure you touch them all, though.
Yeah, me best. Just really rub all your hand oils.
Hold on. No one. I only took touch two, and I gave one to Leah. But no one put the cookie in your mouth until she asked the question.
Aw, that means I don't get a cookie.
Joel's like, nah, just have a cookie.
Like, oh, we got the cookie.
I'll take the L. Give me a cookie. Take the L. Give me the damn cookie.
All right, last question. Here we go.
Question number 5 is in the British Invasion.
Oh.
What is the only George Harrison penned song to be played live by the Beatles appearing in their set list of their 1966 tour?
Joel?
Yes, Joel.
66 was early, so that was Roll Over Beethoven?
No.
He didn't say his name. That wasn't an official guess.
He did say his name.
Oh.
That's not the right answer?
It is not. No.
Let's just throw some.
No.
Chris.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the one that seems to really not fit in with a lot of the Beatles songs. I'm going to go with Yellow Submarine.
No. That is not correct. Do I need to repeat the question?
I'm just going to guess the song name. Guess
okay. Song.
Make it a Beatles song.
Oh. I'm Jeff.
Yes?
Yep. I'm going to go with Strawberry Fields Forever.
Nope. You're naming like lots of John songs right now.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
Are...
Yes, Leah.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
No. I didn't know the question. So what?
Do you want me to read the question?
Yes.
Okay. What is the only George Harrison penned song to be played live by the Beatles, appearing in the set list of their 1966 tour?
Oh, I'm gonna.
Felicia.
Yes, Felicia.
And I want to say one, but I think Joel's going to say it, so I'm going to step back. The one I was going to say had the name guitar in it, but I'm going to say Hey Jude.
Nope.
No, Hey Jude was Paul McCartney.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Is your guitar weeping?
Guitar gently weeping? No.
Yeah. This is open to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Should be open to the second one.
Chris?
Yes?
Nope, it's not going to be that. Never mind, I'm stepping back. Because it would have been played well, way more than once. It was one of the bigger songs. This is going to be a song that we're not... It's going to be a song we don't know.
Yeah,
it's an obscure one.
It's a really obscure one, so...
Joel.
Yes, Joel.
Old Brown Shoe.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, that's...
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
New Brown Shoe.
Do we want to skip this one and go to my other question that I wrote?
Because she already won. Let's do one more question, though. Okay. What's the answer to that one?
If I needed someone.
Oh, I know what that is.
A really obscure one.
Yeah, it was off Revolver.
Yeah.
If I needed someone to love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard that song.
You're the one that I'll be thinking of.
Okay. Are they even, like, are the Beatles even that good?
Oh, they're really good.
Shut up.
We love them.
But isn't all their stuff kind of the same?
No. Their first, like, couple of albums, yeah, but their later stuff is phenomenal. Now, you're just being a troll.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
Literal mic drop.
All right, bonus question.
Not your mic.
Is in...
That's why I was gentle.
Movies. Which real-life NASA probe... Bleh, let's start over again. Bonus question. Which real-life NASA probe does Mark Watney hack in The Martian?
What are the...
I'm going to go Jeff.
Yes.
What is Skylab?
Nope.
That's a thing. That's a real thing.
Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Discovery?
Nope.
I can't think of what the two lunar modules things that landed on.
Lunar?
Mars.
Martian? Yeah. I know what it is.
Is it one of those? It's one of the two that landed on.
Wait, do we care who guesses?
One of the rovers?
It's a real live NASA.
One of the rovers. Is it one of the rovers that's on?
Real live NASA probe.
Can I say it?
Joel. When you say a probe, though. Is it? Yeah.
Discovery?
I'm not getting any more than that. He already said.
You just said Discovery, right?
I didn't say Discovery.
I said Discovery.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yes. What if I were a cat? Would I like this?
A bob cat?
Everybody
no?
wants
it wouldn't
be
kill me?
Cat.
Okay, I tap.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I accept. What?
It's a NASA probe.
A probe?
It's a NASA probe.
Is it a Martian rover?
She doesn't know.
I don't actually know.
Is it Grimaldi's?
It's
is it Curiosity?
It's Bob.
So it's not New Horizons.
Not New Horizons.
I guess it's not.
It's not.
Not Skylab.
It's the Freedom, the Independence.
No, those were space shuttles, I think.
Curiosity is the Mars rover.
They were definitely the ones in Armageddon.
Well, there's two on Mars.
There is.
And I thought the other one was. I don't know.
Challenger.
Oh. What's the answer?
All right.
Pathfinder.
That's a car by Nissan.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Mars Pathfinder.
It shares its name with the Nissan something.
All right. Well, everyone, that means...
It's over.
That Marissa is our winner.
Yay, Marissa.
It will be the last time that I win.
But hey, it's good having her back.
But everyone, that has been another edition of the Pub Trivia Experience. And I told you I'd finish this bottle before I was over. So let me...
Kill it.
Chug, kill it.
Chug. Oh, that was it.
Yay.
Killed.
Huzzah.
The McKinnon's is gone. The bourbon is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
The baby is crying.
The baby is crying.
All right, everyone. That's been another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. If you have not done so already, find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating. A nice little review would be awesome. And always, tap on that subscribe button so you're getting all of our newest content. Marissa, tell them where they can find us on social media.
If I can remember, it's been a while.
It's true.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Pub Trivia Experience and on Twitter at Pub Trivia Pod, or you can go on to our website, pubtriviaexperience.com.
Feel free to find one of our sister podcasts. We have got a new episode that just dropped this week as we're recording the show of our sister podcast, Recast That, where we take people who love movies and television shows and we make them recast some of their favorites. Just this week, we dropped, and I kid you not, our recasting of the 1992 classic movie, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Ooh.
And I will tell you right now, we came up with 3 castings for this movie. We did a regular version. We did a gender swap version where it's Stop and My Dad'll Shoot. Then we did one that just kind of came out of left field. I will see any of these over the Stallone Estelle Getty movie. Find that episode. It's great. Before the Pub Trivia Experience, everybody, I have been Chris. Oh, wait. Hold on. Our other podcast that's going to be coming out soon is called Boozy Bracketology. This is an all brackets podcast. You've seen the bracket episodes, heard the bracket episodes here on the Pub Trivia Experience. This is an entire podcast dedicated to coming up with the best of whatever topic we're doing. So you've heard us already on the Pub Trivia Experience do Disney. You're going to hear us do the best comic book movie. We're going to be tackling a bunch of other brackets as we narrowed our list down. This could be anything from movies, television shows, comic books, favorite beer, least favorite beer, favorite hamburger, maybe even favorite French fries. Oh, yeah. So these are all going to be found on Boozy Bracketology. If it's not out by the time this episode launches, it'll be launching soon. For the Pub Trivia Experience, though, I have been Chris.
I've been Leah.
I've been Joel.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Felicia.
I'm Jeff.
Have a great week, everyone.
What is the family name of the ruling dynasty of Monaco?
Why are you going to do us like that?
Oh, man, I felt I just got done dirty.
Right? Oh, you're all colorblind. Answer this.
Oh, at least
Monaco. What's the last name?
Yeah.
Is it Monaco?
Like, yeah.
Joel. Bob.
Wrong.
No? Okay. It's worth a shot.
I don't have a... there's not a logical way to get there. I have no idea.
No, there's not.
I can give a hint.
Yes.
You guys want a hint?
I kind of...
Think chocolate.
Chris. Godiva?
No. I keep looking at this one.
Taking a quick break here.
No, you can guess and just keep track of
the guess. Just say you're guessing to the mic. I thought we already got it. I thought Godiva was already it.
No, Godiva was not it.
Oh, Hershey. Leah Hershey.
No.
All right, there.
You give.
Jeff.
Yes.
Lint.
No.
No.
I guess why you guys say no like that. You don't know.
Because it's the wrong region.
Oh, really? It's Monaco.
Okay.
All right, Chocolatier, you have an answer.
Do you know where Monaco is?
Geller. Monaco Geller.
Monaco Geller.
Chocolate. Okay. Oh, jeez. I don't have a guess. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I already guessed.
Marissa here trying to pad her lead.
Chocolatier over here.
The one who worked for a chocolatier.
Yeah, I know fancy-ass chocolate.
Well, that is Monica.
This one's fancy to me.
Swiss Miss.
It's sold in the next aisle to Diet Check Cola.
Everyone look at the chocolatier. Let's make her feel really small.
She had fancy chocolate.
Fancy chocolates.
See, all I can think of like big chocolate companies like Valrhona or Falkland. Or...
I've never heard of either of those.
Those are big so chocolate big. Companies.
I haven't heard of them either.
Hershey's.
She said that already.
It's not Hershey's. It's not Lindt. I'm out. I have the feeling the answer's not Ferrero Rocher, so.
It's not Godiva, Ghirardelli, or Lindt.
I'm going to laugh when it is
you
Swiss Miss.
Think it's you think okay, it's fancy. It's sold in stores.
Can I guess it?
We already guessed. The only one who hasn't guessed is Marissa.
Can you just say something? She has said a lot of chocolates.
Dove?
No, sorry.
Jeff?
Yes.
Ghirardelli?
It's not Ghirardelli.
You know what? I may have gotten this all wrong.
Joel?
Yes.
Godiva?
I already said Godiva.
I already said Godiva.
He said Godiva.
I know, but she's still looking at me.
What? She also didn't say Ghirardelli wasn't right. Okay. No, I'm really confused.
Ghirardelli is an American company.
I honestly thought she was saying, she said Ghirardelli before.
Onassis.
Oh. You know what? It may be something totally different.
Oh.
To be honest.
Okay, so it
hold on, hold on.
It may
nothing
have nothing
to do
with chocolate.
With chocolate.
Maybe, yes.
Oh my gosh, you feel horrible.
I was thinking it was.
Did I say chocolate? I meant peanuts.
I meant it's a... They're a car manufacturer.
Oh, Ferrari.
It's Fiat, guys.
It's okay. I'm going to say it. Grimaldi.
Yes,
no, the pizza. Pizza place.
Pizza place.
Pizza. That's what I was thinking.
You know, that fancy ass chocolate.
I can't think of it. I was like, wait a minute. That just hit me.
Oh, no.
Okay. So we're going to need you to, we're going to just select a different question for your second
My wife,
question.
Ladies and gentlemen. My wife. This is the person who was in the lead the last round.
I thought. No, not the last round. A couple rounds ago.
Sam, edit all this out.
No, this is the fun stuff.
It's just say it's funny.
Sam, put that at the end of the episode as a bonus content.
Well, it turns out Leah,
it's not chocolate. Hey, it's not chocolate. Don't worry.
Have you ever had Grimaldi's chocolate? They're delicious. Very smooth.
Going it's actually a great piece of chocolate because in the middle of it, there's mozzarella cheese and pepperoni.
And tomato sauce.
Oh,
we could put some chocolate with some goat cheese some brie.
I'm out.
You people. All right. Felicia, do you have a second question?
I do.
Question number
one
from Felicia.
So no one got any of this?
No one got it right.
This is question number three.
No, this is question number two.
No, question number two
we're repeating. We're deleting that.